Hello, and welcome to Affirmation Nation with me, Bob Duca. Hey everyone, Bob Duca here with another listener letter. This one reads, "Hi Bob, in preparation to cleanse my ear canals this weekend, what tips do you have for using ear candles? Tim Hyman." What? Tim Hyman, well, that's what it says. First off, it's Tom Hyman. Yeah, okay. Well, first off, Tom, congratulations on your commitment to auditory cleanliness. Second of all, the most important thing to remember when ear candling is to not use real candles. Now, I learned this the hard way. I won't go into detail right now, but let's just say that the incident happened over 2 years ago. And to this day, the smell of cinnamon on the sight of any Glade product is still difficult for me. Proper ear candle candles can be found at health food stores or at less than reputable farmers markets. Now, once you have the proper tools, ear candling is easy. The quantity of wax extracted varies from person to person. For me, it was just under 11 pounds, but I'm pretty sure the consistency is the same for everyone. Years-old built-up earwax has the texture and color of baby feces if babies nursed on silicone and latex. Finally, Tom, prepare to go through an emotional roller coaster for several weeks to 8 months post-candling. When you extract canal garbage from your head, you're losing a part of yourself. According to me, it's normal to experience feelings of loss, confusion, and anger, as well as feelings of elation, whimsy, and to not hear your heartbeat in your head anymore. Best of luck, Tom. Your friend, Mab. Bob Duca's Affirmation Nation is an Earwolf Media production. Co-produced by Scott Aukerman and Jeff Ulrich. You can send me, Bob Duca, a question, message, or health tip to affirmationnation@earwolf.com.